It has been a long time debate, creation versus evolution. Let's start by looking at the Bible. How many times does the word evolution, in any form, appear in the Bible? Zero. Does the term creation appear? Well, it certainly does, in many more places than just the first chapter of Genesis. Oh, by the way, we're taught in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4, about how we should respond to what God creates. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. Now, how widespread are God's creations? Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 answers that question. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. So what needs to be our foundation in understanding the creation power of God? For that, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now let's compare faith with what's called science associated with the theory of evolution. That science typically involves things like genetic codes, carbon dating. How many times has that science been used to determine an answer, but failed to come up with a consistent answer, which could be called a fact? By most definitions, science without a finite conclusion, well, it's not science. Psalm 146 presents the consistency of God and why he is worthy of our complete faith. Reading here from verses 5 through 10, happy is he who has the Lord of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. And the way the wicked he turns upside down, the Lord shall reign forever. When creation versus evolution is brought up, the focal point of the debate typically is the human. Well, what about everything else? What about nature, the environment, every animal that walks, every reptile that crawls, every bird that flies, every insect that burrows into the ground, how every single one of these parts of our world have instinct, intellect, and a specific purpose? Is all that just an accident? And that's just here on Earth. There's the universe and the galaxy as well. But going back to mankind here on Earth, when someone we love needs critical medical care to survive, those in God's Word pray for their healing and recovery, and when that blessing is given, we thank God. The non-believers combat that with the call to thank science. Well, who do you think created the science? It was that person through the intelligence and curiosity these specifically were blessed by God with who saw the route to take from theory to test to treatment. It's a role that God had ordained for that person who became that scientist. As God himself reveals in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. God's blessings surround us. Can you see them? Do you know how to gain that ability to see them? It's only possible through Jesus. As Jesus told the man blind since birth who he gave sight to and who was cast out by the Pharisees in John chapter 9, verse 39, and Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may be blind.